shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A shootout in Fayetteville ends with a car in a pool. Coming up, we'll hear from one man who was at the scene.
Plus, another historic day for former President Donald Trump as he prepares to be arraigned again. We are walking you through what is expected to happen, including that plea he will enter.
And we are tracking the chance of some light showers pushing through late this afternoon and evening. I'll walk through the timing on Futurecast and have a look at the weekend coming up.
It is 4:30 right now. Lots happening here as we get our Thursday started together. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, and just happy that it's nice and refreshing and you don't have to worry about that high humidity, at least for a couple of days.
Not even 70 degrees. I mean, I looked at the temperature coming in.
It's I had a layer coming on. Wow. You know, walking into the building because it was a little chilly. I'm not complaining. Anthony in for Elizabeth this morning, and it just feels really nice out there.
It does. It feels refreshing, and it's a nice treat here compared to even over, you know, the past week where we've had just that heat, the humidity. Yesterday was pretty nice. Today, in and of itself, is going to be comfortable for us, but we do have a little bit more cloud cover and the chance of a few light showers pushing through. Where we sit right now, though, we're quiet on radar. No issues as you're headed out this morning, and really, I think as we go through the day, the bulk of any rainfall would be focused later on this afternoon into overnight tonight. It's not going to be an all-day long thing. There's where we sit right now in Zebulon. You see the sprinklers going around right there. A beautiful shot here this morning, nice and calm. And like I said, feeling relatively comfortable. The dew points, that measure of the moisture in the air, when you drop below 60, it really starts to feel better. And even at 60 here compared to where we were in the low to mid 70s, feeling better. Roxborough, very comfortable right now. Clinton, a little bit of humidity there in Fayetteville as well. But for the most part, everyone feeling good. Here's where we head today. Increasing cloud cover. Notice it's pretty calm, though, for us through the majority of at least the first half of the day. Maybe a few showers into this afternoon and evening. A lot of that does get soaked up by some dry air. We'll show you that when we have the better chances here for some showers and into the weekend. That forecast here, guys, coming up in a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Anthony. A shooting in Fayetteville ended with a car in a community pool. This happened last night around 8. Police are still on that scene, and WRO's Michael Grace is there on the breaking news tracker. Michael, witnesses say this happened during a balloon release for a shooting victim. Explain this.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And they were all in the parking lot when this all went down. Witnesses say they heard around 50 shots at that point and said it was all going down in the parking lot. Let's get you back to that video, though, while we keep working through this story. Now, we actually talked to a man who was on scene at the time, and he said that he saw a gray Acura drive around the parking lot twice. And after that, a man got out and went to the passenger seat to grab a gun. So officers received multiple calls about this shootout. Now, one man was shot in the hospital with serious injuries. The car now out of that pool. Forensics has left, but still an ongoing investigation. We actually had a chance to speak with one man who was on the scene when it happened. Take a listen.
It had to be at least 10 to 15 people in the parking lot with guns, and they all started shooting at each other. At that point, the car was pulling off, and as he was pulling out of the parking lot, I guess he had got shot, and the car ran through the fence and ended up in the pool.
Scary scene there. Brown actually ran into that rec center once he heard those shots, locked the door. Right now, we're still working to get an update on the condition of that man who was shot and find out for police exactly how many people were shooting when this all went down. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
It will be another historic day today in D.C., where former President Donald Trump will be arraigned on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is due to appear in court at 4 this afternoon. He has the option to attend virtually. His lead attorney says the decision on whether Trump will be there in person has not yet been made. If he does go to the court in person, he will likely enter through a side entrance away from crowds. Trump is expected to enter not guilty pleas on all 4 charges he's facing. Federal and local law enforcement are working to secure the U.S. District Courthouse in D.C. ahead of his appearance today. Law enforcement has been looking closely at online platforms where possible threats may originate.
Find out what's going on social media. What are they hearing in the street? Are they going to have protesters show up? All these kinds of things. They'll be checking with like bus companies to see whether or not buses have been rented to come into D.C., hotel reservations.
So far, authorities say there is nothing to indicate an active threat of violence. The four charges Trump is facing in the January 6th investigation are his third indictment in recent months. In June, he was indicted in Florida on 37 charges related to his handling of classified documents. And in March, he was indicted on 34 charges in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. He is also facing a possible indictment in Georgia related to the aftermath of the 2020 election. WRAL will follow this historic arraignment throughout the day, and we'll be sure to let you know what happens. When we're not on the air, you can get updates at WRAL.com or on our news app.
More new developments are being revealed this morning in the disappearance of Alicia Watts of Moore County. New documents show her boyfriend had a domestic violence protective order taken out against him by a woman in Durham County 2 months ago. Police and family members say James Dunmore was well into his year-long relationship with Watts at that time. The woman in the case claimed Dunmore repeatedly punched and choked her. Dunmore has previous convictions in the state of Virginia for assault, battery, and kidnapping in the early 2000s. He's considered a person of interest in the disappearance of Watts.
We're learning more about a shooting that left a man dead at a home in Fuquay Varina. Court documents reveal the suspect and the victim knew each other. This was the investigation on Fieldcrest Lane. Investigators say 63-year-old Jeffrey Hoffman shot and killed Robert Barton Wednesday morning. Hoffman is charged with murder. According to first responders radio traffic, this was a situation involving a tenant and a landlord. In June, Hoffman and Barton were in court, and documents show Barton was accused of failing to pay rent of $500. That case was dismissed. Today, state school leaders will vote on a possible change to admissions at the schools for the deaf and blind. The proposal would expand enrollment to allow students with intellectual disabilities and mental health conditions. This comes as the State Board of Education is in its final year overseeing the schools for the deaf and blind. The General Assembly voted that schools should have their own boards appointed by the legislature.
This morning on Fox 50, Germany takes on South Korea in Women's World Cup soccer action. The game gets started at 6, so that means our 7 o'clock news on Fox 50 will air on WRAL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257, or on the WRAL app on your smart TV or mobile device.
Still ahead, important information about a recall on certain birth control. A pill marketed to prevent pregnancy might not be working as intended. What to check for and who might be impacted.
A kidnapped woman in Oregon finds her way to freedom. How she escaped after being taken more than 450 miles from her home.
And here's a live look outside this morning at Clinton. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will have an update on our forecast just after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is 4:41 on this Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Elizabeth has the morning off. It is comfortable, though, here for us to start. No weather-related problems as far as any big storm systems, things like that. We take a live look right now, our North Hills camera. It is just peaceful. You walk outside, it's a little bit refreshing here compared to what we've been used to. We had some haze yesterday. There's no air quality alert in place for us today, but there could be a little bit of haziness mixing in as well. 71 is where we sit. Good morning to you in Raleigh. 61, how about that? In Goldsboro, feeling very comfortable. 66 in Clinton. 66 as well. Good morning to you in Roxboro. So temperatures not a big deal for us this morning. There is some light moisture back to our west. We'll watch that push in late this afternoon and into the overnight hours tonight.
We breaking news we're following out of Raleigh. Law enforcement is on the scene of a shooting in southeast Raleigh, and WRL's Kelsey Coffey is there, Quarry Ridge Lane. Kelsey, what are police telling you about this?
Police just confirmed that a man was shot in a home that's inside this neighborhood on Quarry Ridge Lane. And they say that he was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened just before 2 o'clock this morning. I'll step out the way so you can take a look at what we're seeing right now. Still a heavy police presence, at least 6 or 7 police cars here blocking off the street. I'm seeing neighbors come out of their houses confused as to what could have happened. We've got video to show you now of police going in and out of the home where it looks like the shooting happened. Detectives are on the scene interviewing people who live nearby to see if they can get more information. We have no word yet on a suspect. This is still an ongoing investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A sad situation is unfolding at the Wake County Animal Center. For the first time in 7 years, it will begin euthanizing pets from the adoption floor due to lack of space. Just in the last week, the shelter received more than 200 surrendered cats and dogs. Employees say there is just no space left. 72 pets are already living with foster families. And right now, there are more than 100 dogs and nearly as many cats in desperate need of homes.
We just need adopters. We need people to be coming in and, you know, choosing adoption and taking a new pet into their home and giving them a loving, caring, you know, rest of their life.
The Animal Center is waiving adoption fees to help get more animals into new homes. The shelter is on Beacon Lake Drive in Raleigh. It is open from noon to 6 each day.
You can get information tonight about how to talk to young people about mental health and substance abuse. The State Department of Health and Human Services is hosting a town hall on the topic from 6 to 7 tonight. They'll stream it on the department Facebook page live, and state data shows more than 41,000 young people between the ages of 12 and 17 have been through a substance abuse disorder in the past year.
Ladies, listen up. Two batches of birth control are under an urgent recall this morning because it may actually lead to you getting pregnant. Pharmaceutical company Lupin says the recall is for its Tydemi pill. The contraceptive has a risk of reduced effectiveness. However, Lupin and the FDA say they have not received any reports of adverse events related to use of these pills. The affected batches were distributed between June 3rd, 2022 and May 31st of this year. They have expiration dates of January or September 2024.
Another school district in our area has added another layer of protection. Nash County says it is adding weapons detectors at the main doors of all middle and high schools. Nash is the eighth school system in North Carolina to install these detectors. This is a video of what the system looks like. Johnston County Schools demonstrated how it works on Tuesday.
You'll need an acceptable form of identification to vote this fall. Your driver's license, military ID, and many student and government IDs fit the bill. Registered voters can now go to your county headquarters for a free ID. It will include your photo, name, and a registration number, and often can be issued on the spot. Appointments are not needed. County boards can issue these cards up until the last day of early voting. To see if you need one of these cards, go to WRAL.com and search ID for the list of accepted identifications.
We're learning about how a kidnapped Oregon woman fought her way out of a cinder block cell. The woman says she was abducted in Seattle, sexually assaulted, and driven 450 miles south to Oregon and kept in shackles the whole time. Police found notes in the house on how to successfully kidnap and imprison without leaving a trail. The man who lived at the house, Negasi Zuberi, is now in federal lockup after a 45-minute standoff. His wife and at least one of his children along with him were unharmed.
Because of her ability and her survival mindset, this was a screen door. She punched it several times to break the welds, ripped the screen down, and she crawled through a small space to get out of that place because she knew something bad was going to happen to her.
Zuberi, also known by three other names, has lived in at least a dozen states in the last 7 years. He is now a suspect in four sexual assault cases in four other states. The FBI hopes releasing his picture may lead to more charges and offer other potential victims justice.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Brett Neese here in the WRAL Live Center. We're tracking gas prices this morning. This new report from AAA coming down within the last 30 minutes or so, and it shows us that the average price of gas in North Carolina at $3.61 right now, that's still below the national average, which is at $3.82, but both are up a couple of cents from yesterday. Here in Raleigh, it is sitting at about $3.63. That's also up 3 cents from yesterday. Back to you.
Thanks, Brett. Some of the biggest names in Hollywood are doing what they can to help fellow actors during the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Ben Affleck, Dwayne Johnson, many more have each donated to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. Now totals more than $15 million. And it comes as the SAG strike enters its third week. So far, there does not appear to be any progress towards a new deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. They did, however, ask to meet with the Writers Guild of America, who've been on strike since May.
Check out these amazing pictures from light years away. These are the first test images from the European Space Agency's Euclid Space Telescope. It is about 1 million miles above Earth. Scientists hope to use it to create the largest ever 3D map of the sky, revealing more about the unknown parts of the universe. Very cool there. 4:48 now, let's get a check of how our weather is down here on Earth. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with the big picture of our trending weather.
Yeah, overall today, Renee, we're talking about a relatively dry forecast, at least to start. I think you'll notice as you walk outside this morning, it's pretty comfortable. We have temperatures not too bad. They're actually below normal for this time of year. But we head into this afternoon and evening, there could be a few passing showers. Let's talk about where we sit right now. So one thing to notice here is the wide view across the state there. You see a lot of this moisture that's approaching our area kind of gets absorbed. It really is not going to reach the ground as we go through today. When we look at the overall moisture in the atmosphere right now, this is the water vapor imagery. Very clear right there where you see that green image showing up. That's all the rain, all the moisture we have to work with. You get closer to our direction, that's a whole bunch of dry air, and it acts like a sponge as that rainfall falls through the atmosphere. And I think it's going to take a little bit of time for us today to get that, if you will, sponge saturated and get some rain to fall out of the atmosphere. There is lunchtime. We're still looking pretty dry. I don't anticipate issues at that point. We go through the afternoon. You notice very hit or miss shower activity. This is not a widespread everyone dealing with rainfall, but I do think we will have more cloud cover for us today than yesterday, and at least that chance of a few light showers pushing through. Coverage is only about 30-40% chance or so. There may be a bit more here into tonight and tomorrow, but you notice we're going to really struggle to get that drier out of here. So not a big rainmaker for us, but I just want to make you aware here as you're headed out late this afternoon. Temperature-wise, check those out. We're at 61 in Goldsboro, 71 in Raleigh, 71 in Durham. Very comfortable air. There's just a touch of humidity, but compared to where we were even a week ago, it's really feeling a lot better. Afternoon temperatures hit right about 82 there in Raleigh, 80 in Durham, 85 there in Goldsboro. Those are all below where we should be for this time of year, and we continue that here into tomorrow, even a little bit cooler. We're at 79 in Raleigh, 78 in Durham. I do think tomorrow, though, rain chances may go up just a little bit. That's why we have those temperatures just a touch cooler. But then as we head into the weekend, we see more humidity. It looks like a pretty dry forecast, but those temperatures certainly heat back up. We're at 79 there on our Friday, 89 Saturday, a return there to the heat and humidity here as we head through the weekend. 92 on Sunday, 93 Monday. As far as any big rain chances at this point, I don't have any in the forecast, but looks like, guys, as we head into tomorrow, that would be our best chance of some scattered showers and storms pushing through.
Thanks, Anthony. It is time now to start thinking about back to school shopping. If you haven't already, we will share some ways to keep the expenses down. ...454 right now on your Thursday morning. This is a live look. You can tell it's a little bit cloudy there as you look at downtown Raleigh this morning. It's a little bit cooler than what we've had. Chance of rain later on this evening. It is August, and that means back to school for college students. We know college life is expensive, and 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur has some good news. There are plenty of deals this month.
No matter where you go to school, it is expensive. So take advantage of these deals. Amazon Prime is free for students for the first 6 months. Spotify is free for the first month. And in most cases, Microsoft Office is also free for students.
Students normally have to verify their status with an academic or .edu email or with proof of enrollment.
If you need back-to-school clothes, look no further than Levi's, Madewell, J. Crew, Nike, and Target for major discounts.
Students can get at least 10 to 15% off everything from retail to entertainment to food, unlocking hundreds of dollars in discounts.
And it pays to be a good student. In some cases, car insurance offers a discount if students get a B or higher. And they also offer a discount in some cases if students live 100 miles or more away from home. Keely Arthur, 5 on Your Side.
And for those of you looking to snag some deals on classroom supplies, here are a few suggestions that could help you save some cash. Experts say you should start by taking an inventory of what you already have and then make a list of must-have items and put everything else on a wish list. They also recommend setting a budget and involving your kids with the shopping experience.
The easiest way to do this is to give them the cash. This is a life skill. The budgeting is a life skill, and actually paying for items at the counter.
Other ways to make your dollars last: try to use electronics for another semester before splurging on new ones. And wait to purchase any items on your wish list until after the school year starts and you see what your child actually needs for class. Another North Carolina aquarium is looking for the public's help in naming animals that call its habitat home. Take a look at these two blue-tongued skinks. They're native to Australia, and they arrived at the aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores in May. Now they're becoming animal ambassadors. Some of the names being considered are Sid, Mel, Sunny, and Bluey. You can vote on the aquarium's website.
Here's a reminder, NFL preseason football kicks off right here on WREL tonight, beginning with the Hall of Fame game. So Aaron Rodgers suiting up as a New York Jet, taking on the Cleveland Browns in Canton, Ohio. You can watch all the action starting at 7 p.m.
Just ahead at 5, a shooting in Fayetteville leaves a man injured and a car submerged in a pool at a rec center. What we're learning about this bizarre crime this morning.
New cameras at community parks in Zebulon have parents concerned about safety. Why the town's parks and recreation director says those cameras will provide valuable data for future improvements.
And Lizzo is in hot water after several backup dancers sue her for harassment and discrimination. There are accusations against the body positive singer just ahead at 5 on WREL.